Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First down and goal at the 9.5. Empty gun for Cousins. Looking left, throwing a fade to the left side of the end zone. London up and a nice grab. Touchdown, Atlanta.
So I thought that was like basically a perfectly executed play. I'm not going to kill Trayvon Diggs for the coverage in that, but I'm still going star down to Trayvon Diggs. I do give him props. I know that's where Bobby is going. Jerry spilled the beans on Friday on KMC saying that Diggs was practicing with or not practicing with a pretty significant injury. He did gut it out. He did go out there, but it did not work out well for him. Back shoulder touchdown makes it 7-3, and then Diggs totally getting lost with the wheel route that allowed the Falcons to score another touchdown. So he was out there. He didn't look like he was limping around or hurting as much as CeeDee Lamb, so I have to go star down Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, he didn't play well, and there's no injury that prevents you from knowing where you're supposed to line up. So that's still something that he's got to take. I would say that it's an up and a down for me. Down because he played poorly, but again, he's limited because of injury. I am giving him star up for the dude gutted it out. He went out there, fought through something that was clearly limiting him and wanted to be out there and with the team, especially after Owuwariye hit IR and they've had their issues getting Bland back on the field. All of that, I think, is worthy of praise for Trayvon Diggs. So not a great performance, but I do think that he showed a lot of toughness yesterday.
I mean, he did, but like that play is just inexcusable. Off a timeout, to not know where you're supposed to be, to not have any idea what's going on.
That made it 14-3, 36-yarder for Mooney.
I mean, Mooney will not have an easier touchdown all year.
Easy Mooney.
And London didn't even come back to play. Could have been worse for the Cowboys defense.
Yeah, London didn't come back to play. Pitts got targeted once, twice in this game, like nothing. But, yeah, I mean, Diggs did play again, to his credit. All 100, he played 100% of the snaps. He was out there for every play.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned Pitts. That is my one of my star ups. That is how they handle Kyle Pitts, which is tremendously. Because he had been fantastic over the last four or five games. He had a goose egg 5 games ago, but the prior four, I mean, he was in the 70s and 80s and 90s in yards for those games. I mean, he had been much, much better. The defense did a great job on him this week. That was huge. If you were to tell me they were going to hold him to one catch and like 11 yards, I'm like, they win this game easy. But they didn't even need it. They didn't even need it. So that was one of my star ups, is the Kyle Pitts and how they handled him this week.
Big star up to me, motivating Jake Ferguson to take his game up a level. I think that that was clearly, he heard the criticism. He responded in the right way. Jake, that's what I like to see. I clearly do more to motivate this football team than the biggest star down and the obvious star down and the star down that trumps all the others, and that's Mike McCarthy, who absolutely failed in every single way in this game, from preparation to in-game management, the fact that you had no timeouts available to you at the end of the first half, all the procedural penalties, pre-snap penalties, the confusion, the bad communication. It all has to fall on Mike McCarthy.
Why did they stop going up tempo?
That I didn't care for. The first, I mean, the first drive, they had gotten 54 yards on three plays.
Holy mackerel.
Pass, pass, pass. And then they said, you know, we got to throw a run in here. I didn't understand the run.
So I think, obviously.
I don't care about the run. Why did you stop the up-tempo?
Yeah, obviously.
You got 27 yards on the first play to Ferguson. Rico with a 12-yard catch. Ferguson with 14. 3-0, you fail again in the red zone, but you had 7 for 59 in 3.5 minutes. Dak was 5 for 5 for 57 yards.
Who's burned out, man?
You know what? That's that very well, honestly, maybe part of it. There may have been some sort of fatigue issue they were trying to manage. I know there were some really bad takes, I'd say, that talked about pre-snap penalties maybe being part of the reason why you had to slow down your tempo. The vast majority of those pre-snap penalties occurred when they were out of tempo.
Yeah.
And were things that were occurring in the second half. It was just, I think they probably felt like they had to measure it a little bit and that they found their rhythm and then they thought they could settle into their offense, and that clearly wasn't the case.
That's an inexcusable explanation for me. Ridiculous. You do whatever you can to get your $60 million guy going. And it was fun. It was effective. It was efficient. It was rolling. It was 7-3 after one. So it's not like your defense was totally gassed and Atlanta was up on you two scores. And you're like, all right, now we have to slow things down or this is going to get out of control. It was 3-0, and then it was 7-3. And then it eventually, after they quit the no-huddle up-tempo, got to 14-3 after the Mooney wheel route. I did not understand that whatsoever. But I will. I'll add on here to star down with the Dallas Cowboys. Their brains, their collective brains, combined with Mike McCarthy and the coaching. Tyler Smith, false start, first and goal. They always.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always false start on first and goal and move themselves back to 7 yards. Tyler Guyton, I'm sorry. Do we have a Wonderlic on him to go back? This poor guy. He is, and he looks totally lost. You know, when a flag is thrown, it's probably going to be on Tyler Guyton. What the heck is going on with this guy and the penalties? You talked about the wasted timeouts for McCarthy. Communication, the details. Dan Orlovsky went viral after the game because on the Cowboys' third play of the game. Wait. It was the The second third down of the game, the Cowboys had 10 on the field. 10. So Dalvin Cook made it 12 for the too many men. But then early on in the game, there's 10 men. So they have too many, and then they don't have enough. Jerry Jones afterwards on what he makes of all the pre-snap issues.
Well, I attribute the loss to that. That'll take the air out of you. It's too close for that in the NFL between the teams. It's just too close. And you can't do it a lot.
He has to know that Mike is no longer the guy. He's just going to wait it out till after the season, I think. I think these close losses, too, they end up being close, which we'll get to later on. That can help Jerry keep Mike around. But that was bad yesterday. That was a bad, bad thing to put on Mike McCarthy's resume. 7 of the 9 penalties were pre-snap. Holy cow. If you close your eyes and someone tells you that something stupid is going to happen in a football game from a communication standpoint, someone is going to get out-schemed. There's going to be a trick play that makes the other side look bad. You always know to fill in the blank that the Dallas Cowboys will be on the wrong end of it. Always. That's coaching. That's coaching to me. Go ahead, Chop. Star up, star down. Brought to you by Crown Royal.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because, you know, Guyton, you mentioned Guyton there, which, by the way, I hate that they don't do the Wonderlicks anymore. They need to bring them back.
Did they officially get rid of them?
AI said they stopped in 2022. I don't know.
Hey, that's a hard test. I can't answer any of those questions.
Was it not a red flag to begin with that he was old and raw?
I mean, he's not old.
To be raw, he's old.
But because he switched positions. He was a defensive lineman.
So,
there are no red flags when we're talking about Dallas Cowboys first-round offensive linemen.
That's true.
We give them the benefit of the doubt.
We give them the benefit of the doubt. We do.
And Guyton may still end up being good, but
he might.
If there's, close your eyes, there's an offensive lineman penalty, who is it? It's Guyton. Mm-hmm. Someone probably misses a block or is late on a stunt. Who is it? It's Zach Martin. I mean, that's just the truth.
And there's my star down. This poor guy. Like, it's time, as Twitter's, he was trending. When a guard is trending after the first series, that's a bad thing. That's a bad sign. And the amount of people that had the post that say, Zach, it's time to go be with your family. It's time to go be with your family. It's time to hang it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's penalties. It's just awful communication. There's so much about it that's just... It didn't feel like other games we've watched before where it's like, man, this guy sucked. It felt
it.
So much like y'all just aren't good.
It's like you also said, one person. It's always one person.
It's always one person. Like this team, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what play it is. There's always one person not doing their job. And in Zach's case, it might just be physical limitations and age. It's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just not the same guy anymore. We just got to have to accept that. But... you know, it's always something. It's always one person failing to have their assignment, or like Diggs not knowing what to do, or failing to pick up a block. Or because, like, how many of these plays, that end around that they did on 4th-and-1, I mean, that play worked 2 series later. We know it can work. It just didn't work because somebody didn't do their job.
My favorite tweet I woke up to this morning from somebody was from somebody named Alex, and I think they summarized it perfectly. They said, this isn't the worst Cowboys team I've ever watched, but by God, is it my least favorite. And that's the thing, is that it's not a good football team at all, but it's not as bad as 2020. They're not that bad yet. I mean, they could get there. It's not as bad as some of the 5-11 teams, but it just feels like, what's left? Like, what is left for you guys? You were supposed to be right here on the edge, ready to break through. And your last 3 losses have come to NFC contenders, and you've gotten your ass kicked every single time. It is a sobering reality, and I think that's what it is for Jerry. It's a sobering reality of 3 straight weeks you were reminded you are not here. You're not here, and you're not close, and it's not one thing that's going to get you here. And it's probably several things, and several coaching moves, and several personnel moves. That's all stacking up for you right now.
What happened with Zeke? What's going to happen with Zeke? And how long are Dak and CeeDee Lamb going to be out? That's next on a Cowboys Monday. Hey, a lot of Tolos say the only thing they have left in this football season is the calamity of our Monday radio shows, how toxic it is, and Jerry Jones on Tuesdays to hear how uncomfortable that is. So, misery loves company. Continue to join a 6 a.m. club right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.